Hello, and welcome once again to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we have something serious to talk about, and then something fun. First, we will hear about what Iran has done about its nuclear program. And then, we will hear how rap music is being used to report the news. You heard right. What is the world coming to? Listen to our program, print the words we say, and then save the audio as a podcast. That way you can practice American English anytime you want. Now, let's get started. Here is part one. The UN Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has converted or changed its enriched uranium into a less dangerous form that is more difficult to use for nuclear weapons. The action is part of a deal reached with Western powers on Iran's nuclear program last year. As we hear from Mario Ritter, economic restrictions or sanctions on Iran were reduced, although they were not canceled.
Enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear weapons. Iran has said that it is not trying to make nuclear bombs. It has said its nuclear program is for civilian use. The IAEA report comes after Iran and Western powers agreed to wait until as late as November to reach a long-term agreement on the future of Iran's nuclear program. Mark Fitzpatrick is the director of the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Program at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He says it will be difficult to reach an agreement by then.
They were able to agree to cap the sanctions, to cap the enrichment program, but Iran would not agree to roll it back, to make any reductions, and that was the sticking point.
Catherine Ashton is the European Union foreign minister. She says there is much to be negotiated before an agreement can be reached.
While we've made tangible progress on some of the issues and have worked together on a text for a joint comprehensive plan of action, there are still significant gaps on some core issues which will require more time and effort.
Ms. Ashton will leave her position before the end of the year. This could hurt future negotiations. Mr. Fitzpatrick is not sure that an agreement can be reached in the next 4 months.
But in the meantime, Iran's program is capped. They're not going to get any closer to being able to develop a weapon. And of course, they say that's not the purpose anyway. So diplomacy has been working. The program has been capped. We don't have a solution. We're not likely to have a solution. In 4 months, maybe we have to reassess and cap and extend it again.
The United States will remove controls on $2.8 billion of Iranian property because of Iran's decision to convert its enriched uranium. But sanctions against Iran will remain. Western powers and Iran have not yet decided when or where the next talks will take place. However, they say the talks will happen in the next few weeks. I'm Mario Ritter.
The Vietnamese media industry is changing, partly because of growing competition from the Internet. One website has come up with a way to reach out to young people. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, the website uses rap music to report the news.
Và đó là lý do tôi độc chiếm trường quay hôm nay vì tình yêu bóng đá đang thất lễ cào thỏ lần này. Lời đầu tiên xin dành để
That was the rap version of a report about the end of football's World Cup in Brazil. To date, there have been nearly 20 editions of Rap News Plus. Most of the programs include stories covered in Vietnam's traditional media. Rap News Plus, is published mainly on video sharing websites like YouTube. Some videos have been watched over 500,000 times. Lê Quốc Minh works for Vietnam Plus. He says he wanted to find a way to make news appealing to people between the ages of 13 and 25. He says that age group has lost interest in traditional news.
We need to bring in something new, something interesting, something funny. But the way we select topics and the way we present it, it's serious enough. Mm-hmm. So I bring the seriousness to the young people using their own language, using their own taste, their own music. And that's my concept.
One of the rap reports was published after China set up an oil rig in waters claimed by Vietnam. The incident led to increased tensions between the countries. 25-year-old Vo Viet Phung is one of the three rappers heard on the report. He says he uploaded the chorus of the report to the online music sharing platform SoundCloud. He says people started downloading it for use as a ringtone on their wireless devices. Rapping the news is not a new idea, but it is surprising in Vietnam because Vietnam Plus operates under the official Vietnam News Agency, VNA. The organization is known for its conservative way of thinking about news.
Many others really surprised when Vietnam Plus have such a project because we belong to something really, really conservative, really, how to say, very mainstream. We do not come from a company or something entertaining, but we produce something really entertaining and informative at the same time.
David Brown is a former United States diplomat and an expert on Vietnam. He says most Vietnamese newspapers depend on some kind of government support. But he adds that many profit-making publications are more likely to push the limits of the law.
In general, as you would expect of any publications which are essentially profit-making, they're looking at ways to cater to the things their audiences want to read. And they are interesting, even if there are no-go areas, such as, shall we say, a profound discussion of the relations between the Vietnamese and Chinese Communist parties or something like that.
Right now, Rap News Plus does not make a profit. Lê Quốc Minh and his team pay for everything when making the videos. However, the rappers do not get paid. Mr. Minh says his main goal is to keep the reports truthful. He adds that businesses can support Rap News Plus, but the reports will not talk about any product names.
At least we have to respect our listener. We're talking about the news, not the brands. Even if they bring us the money, but we cannot accept this kind of money.
The Rap News Plus design is a groundbreaking step for the Vietnamese media. The news provider now faces the test of keeping the content new and fresh for a younger audience. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Chào các bạn, tình hình biển đâu vẫn chưa thể nào hạ nhiệt. Về phía Việt Nam, kiểm ngư và cảnh sát biển vẫn bám trụ quyết liệt. Mà Trung Quốc vẫn tỏ ra ngang ngược kèm hùng hách và hung hăng. Tàu tàu bỏ kè hành động phạm pháp, cứ mỗi ngày lại một tăng. Có những lúc hai đến bốn tàu vây quanh cản tàu ta. Ta kiên trì từ biển lớn. Chào các bạn, tình hình biển đâu vẫn chưa thể nào hạ nhiệt. Về phía Việt Nam, kiểm ngư và cảnh sát biển vẫn bám trụ quyết liệt. Mà Trung Quốc vẫn tỏ ra ngang ngược kèm hùng hách và hung hăng. Tàu tàu bỏ kè hành động phạm pháp, cứ mỗi ngày lại một tăng. Có những lúc hai đến bốn tàu vây quanh cản tàu ta. Ta kiên trì tuyên truyền.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and it looks to me like our show is done. But come back tomorrow, and we'll do it again. With the Voice of America, you're sure to win.